Go ahead. Talking to reporters during a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Trump said Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone will further complicate growing confrontation between Washington and Tehran.
I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it.
A senior U.S. military official said it was an unprovoked attack on a U.S. surveillance asset that had not violated Iranian airspace at any time.
This attack is an attempt to disrupt our ability to monitor the area following recent threats to international shipping and the free flow of commerce.
The latest incident comes after mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. The United States blames Iran's military for the attacks, but Tehran denies any involvement. Iranian officials did confirm downing the U.S. drone. Foreign Minister Javad Zarif said in a tweet Thursday that Iran does not seek war but will defend its territory. The United States is not eager for another war either.
I don't think the president wants to go to war. There's no appetite for going to war in our country.
But some Republicans say Iran may force Washington to use military force.
If next week they go back into enrichment, putting them back on a path to a bomb, which they're on anyway, then that escalates the tension between Israel and Iran. If they do anything else against an American asset, and this president doesn't respond like Ronald Reagan, then that's a signal to North Korea and the entire world we're all talk.
Iran has said it will boost its uranium production in the next few days if it does not get relief from U.S.-imposed sanctions. U.S. lawmakers say Iranian leaders are getting desperate.
The Ayatollah is lashing out, trying to provoke us. It's clear he's not going to get much help from Europe. And I just think we need to continue what we're doing.
Tensions between the United States and Iran have built up since last year after Trump abandoned an international deal with Iran aimed at halting Iran's nuclear development. Trump wanted more guarantees that Iran could not produce nuclear arms. And he added a demand that Iran must stop sponsoring terror groups in the region. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.